short stalks the telephone. What a hazy experience. Driving to work after too little sleep and too much heat. The dark, moonless night driving beside the scooped out ditches. A dark, moonless night driving beside the scooped out ditches. Ready for the paving that awaits my home road. Three deer crossing the road right in front of me, blinded by my headlights. Maybe some spiritual experience on the edge of death for them. Then I am stymied by a passing train. My car lights shining on spray-painted messages in Spanish. In pictures of dice and guns. So I drive 10 miles an hour over the speed limit to make up for lost time. But now, I'm on the wrong end of the stoplight cycle. Must wait at every light. Now it's 25 above the legal speed limit. There's no cops around today, and I'm pulling into the parking lot in the very nick of time. Damn it, I left my wallet at home. Nothing for lunch today. The work is hard today, the crew light. Lots of people's hours have been cut back so they don't bother coming in anymore. They just drop off one by one, while others need to work for whatever table scraps they can get, like me. Now, the drive home. It's very hot outside. And it's year two of the hard drought. I start up my car and flip on the radio to the classical station, but they are airing a talk show about Mulcan rights. So I turn it off and start my way down the driving lane of the parking lot towards the road and closer to the freedom of home. But I see a massive vendor truck cutting diagonally across the parking lot going fast, maybe 40 or 50 miles an hour, and straight at me without pause. I don't have much time to react, but I stomp on the gas and spin the steering wheel trying to angle out of the way of this big truck. I think we're not going to wreck because me doing that and a truck driver hitting the brakes will at worst make a minor collision. But no, the truck is not slowing down a fraction. Instead, it slams my car hard and drags it a few feet, bending the frame and crushing the passenger door. It feels like I just got hit by a wrecking ball wrapped in several feet of saran wrap.